Hey, Carly.
Jack, look, I'm on the freeway heading to the store to pick up something for tonight. Do you have a preference?
That Asian salad you make is pretty good.
I actually had that for lunch today.
Okay, well, whatever you come up with will be perfect.
What? He's gonna hit... Jack!
Carly? Carly!
Where? How did I... Am I dreaming? What kind of dream can do this? I mean... Wait. I know this place. This is that meadow a mile or so behind my Grandma and Grandpa Benson's place. I haven't been here since I was 7. The bridge looks the same. And there's the rope swing over the brook. Just... beautiful. Grandma Ruth and Grandpa Wayne? This is impossible. They've been gone for years. They're waving at me. Smiling. A picnic! They have a picnic for me. I can't remember the last time I was on a picnic.
Carly? Can you hear me?
Jack, you'll never believe who I see.
Is she gonna be okay?
Who are you talking to?
Carly, it's gonna be all right.
Jack, I'm so tired. I feel so peculiar. I hope they're all right. Never seen anything like that. That looks like my car. That woman looks pretty bad. She looks like me. How is this possible? How can I see my own body? That can't be me. What's going on?
We are concerned about her, Jack. I called you in because her heart rate increased dramatically, and there's so many broken bones.
Will she make it?
Hey, I'm right here. Why can't they hear me?
Unresponsive to stimuli. Internal...
You've got to do something.
We're doing all we can.
Well, maybe it's time to raise the bar, Dr. Patterson. This is my wife we're talking about.
I know, Jack. I know.
I've never heard Jack like that before.
So, what are you studying this semester?
Oh, boring stuff like pre-trial etiquette and legal jurisprudence.
Ah, lawyer then.
Oh, what gave it away?
I'd say the clothes, but you look so much better than most lawyers.
So, what about you, Jack?
Engineering. I don't mind a little time in the office, but after a while, I need to be out in the field. This lets me do that, and it can pay pretty good, too. Hey. Could you bring us some mozzarella cheese sticks? Thanks. So, who is Carly Jeffers?
Let's see. Small-town Midwestern girl who had no idea what the big city was like. I have decided I enjoy ethnic foods almost as much as my grandma's fried chicken. Hate Professor Mueller's class.
Don't know who he is, but he sounds awful.
Mueller's a she. I prefer walking to driving. Will avoid certain areas of the city at all costs, especially at night. Love a good romantic movie. I'm a firm believer that chocolate is the world's greatest stress reliever. I want to be the best lawyer in America.
Ah, ambitious. Good for you. But for now, deep fried cheese.
Jack? Jack, where'd you go? Your Honor, I intend to prove that the defendant did, with wanton disregard for human life, engage in reckless driving on I-92, and in those moments of road rage, did cause the death of Ms. Carly Jeffers. She had so much life left, so much love to give, a husband, a career. She... Carly. I'm Carly. I was in a crash? Death? Am I dead? I want out. Do you hear me? I want out! Look, I'm afraid, and I'm very uncomfortable here. I get that something happened, but the only one who will speak with me is Jack. What's the use of living in this place? Bits and pieces of the past with no real explanation of the present. Please, let me out. I want to go home. Am I home? This is my parents' house. The barn. The horses. Toby! Come here, puppy. Come see Carly. Come here, you silly dog. Wait. How do I smell bacon? And coffee. Dad loved breakfast. Dad? Mom? This place is filthy. What's going on? I don't understand.
Carly.
Mom. I had a picnic with Grandma and Grandpa earlier and...
You've grown up into a wonderful young lady. Your father and I are so proud of you.
You're here too. But how's that possible? You died in a car accident. Like me.
Yes, we did. But you're safe now. Hearing your voice is amazing.
So I'm dead? Is this what it's like to be dead?
Choices, Carly. We all have them. We all must choose.
Mom! Mom! Am I dead?
Choices, dear.
Don't leave me. Please don't leave me! Mama.
Carly, if you can hear me, show me some kind of sign. Squeeze my hand. Move your eyes. Anything, please.
I'm right here, Jack.
That's true, dear. You're more alive than you've ever been. But Jack can't hear you. He only sees the shell of who you once were.
I want to be with him, Mom.
That's natural.
We were good together.
I agree. You were good together.
What are you saying, Mom? I can't go back?
Did I say that, dear? But going back would bring so much pain.
Why wouldn't I go back?
Haven't you enjoyed our visit?
Yes! It's been wonderful. I've missed you so much.
Your father and I have waited so long.
You don't know how much it means to see you again.
Carly, please. You have no idea how much I need you. I mean, how much you need me.
Mom, I have to go back now.
Before you make your decision, I want to show you something. It won't take long.
Carly.
Dear daughter, we have so much to catch up on. Your father would love to see you.
But Jack needs me.
Don't be so certain. Think about it, Carly. He's still young. Stay here and you will never really grow old. You'll never hurt.
But it all seems like a dream, Mom.
Carly, there's so much I wanted to say. So much I thought we would do together.
Speak to her, Jack. Tell Carly what's on your heart. I believe she can hear you.
And if she can't?
Then it can do no harm to speak your thoughts out loud.
So this is nothing more than personal therapy?
Perhaps. What you have to say might be for her, it might be for you, but it needs to be said.
I remember the first time I saw you. It was on campus and you were studying under one of the big trees near the library.
I remember, Jack.
You kept looking around, thinking that someone was throwing things at you.
I had no idea where the acorns were coming from.
A squirrel kept dropping things on you and your books.
And that's when you came to my rescue.
It's strange to think that a squirrel brought us together. What will I do when I can't roll over in the morning and watch you sleeping?
You watch me sleeping? I had no idea, Jack.
What will I do when there's no one to come home to and there are stories to tell?
You're a great storyteller.
I never say it enough, but I love you, Carly. I'm so proud of who you are and what you've become.
Jack, listen to me.
I don't know if I can be me without you.
Carly, what are you doing?
I have to go back, Mom.
But you just arrived. Your father will be so disappointed.
But Jack needs me.
I need you too, Carly. I've waited so long for you to come to me. I don't want you to leave.
Maybe it's not my time.
Sure, it's your time. You're here, aren't you?
What are you saying?
Stay here and never go back.
But my husband...
Stupid girl, you don't get it, do you?
What?
Life ends. Get over it.
But I don't want it to end yet.
Just try going back. The pain you will experience will be all the proof you need. This is where you belong, Carly.
Mom?
Carly? I've been here every moment. Doctor! Doctor!
I can't breathe. The pain is more than I can take.
Carly? Carly, can you hear me? Carly? We're losing her.
Carly! Carly!
Get him out of here!
Carly!
I'm so glad you're here, Carly.
I should have listened, Mom. You were right. I've never experienced that much pain in my life.
Shh, now. You're safe.
If only I could have been strong for Jack.
There is nothing to fear, Carly. Pain cannot follow you.
But it has, Mom. I miss Jack. I hurt inside. I would do anything to be with him again.
Stop it, Carly. You always were a stubborn girl. How Jack ever put up with you, I'll never know.
Mom?
Who do you think you are, coming here and rejecting me? Who are you? Who are you really,
Carly? Whoa!
Huh.
Are you okay? Good morning, beautiful.
Jack. You can see me?
Why? Are you supposed to be hiding? I've been watching you sleep.
Do you do that a lot?
Almost every morning. Say, you better get ready for work.
I'm not broken.
What?
I had the strangest dream.
Did it involve what we were doing for dinner tonight?
I think you're going to pick me up after work and take me out to eat.
What a great idea. Wish I'd thought of that myself. Seriously, are you going to be okay?
Don't ever leave me, Jack.
Let's see... Nope. Not in my plans.
I'm serious, Jack.
Yes, I can see that. That sounded bad. Carly?
A Choice Between was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Catherine Ranella and Ryan Van Bibber. The story is featured as a part of Midnight Audio Theater's Scriptwriting Competition winners of 2012. Starring the voice talent of Jennifer Youngblood as Carly, John Connor as Jack, Josh Reineke as Dr. Patterson, and Susan Wismar as Carly's mom. Music provided by Kevin McLeod and Ambient Light, as allowed under a Creative Commons license. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.